This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham, 91.5 WSGN Gadsden, your NPR news station. I'm Esther Chamakili. City leaders say Birmingham needs more services to help the local homeless population. The operators of one of Birmingham's oldest standing homeless shelters want to move and rebuild, creating a larger, more welcoming building in a more suitable location. Nick Patterson, editor of the weekly newspaper Weld, tells WBHM's Rachel Lindley about the work and future of the Firehouse Shelter west of downtown Birmingham.
Well, in Birmingham, there's obviously, like many other large cities, there's a homeless population that's in need of shelter. They need food. They need shelter. They need a place to sleep safely. Birmingham's Firehouse Shelter is one of the oldest homeless shelters in the city. It actually began its life as a firehouse, which is why it has the name that it does, in 1906. Because it is such an old building, it does not have a lot of the modern amenities. So after 1983, when it became a homeless shelter, it really was a building still living sort of on borrowed time. People have been using it to service the needs of homeless people by providing them with food, you know, various meals, 113,000 meals or something like that in 2015. Certainly places for people to sleep.
Who primarily does the Firehouse Shelter serve?
The Firehouse Shelter serves chronically homeless men. These are individuals who have been homeless for a long period of time or up and down quite a bit in their recent history. And they may very well have medical issues, mental issues in some cases. So it serves that population. It serves a population larger than the number of people it has who sleep in the beds, because it is an emergency shelter. So you have it open up to a variety of other beds because of emergencies when they come up. And it also serves a population of young men, children really, who have to be segregated from the older population for their own safety.
You mentioned the shelters in an old building providing this important service. They're facing some challenges in their current building, which has them looking for new facilities. What are some of the current challenges this building's presenting?
If you think about a building that was built in 1906, it's been crumbling for quite some time. At one point, the roof was in such bad shape that there was a significant water damage and leaking into the building. It doesn't have an elevator, so as a consequence of that, and the population that it serves, it's really not ideal. It's not ADA compliant. And so it needs some structural changes. And of course, if you actually pass by the Firehouse Shelter, which is located on sort of the western edge of downtown, you see people wrapped around the building sometimes trying to get in for services. And that creates issues for them. They're standing out in the rain, of course. It also creates issues for the businesses that are nearby. The people who run those businesses are often very sympathetic to the population that the Firehouse Shelter serves and recognize its value, but the population that it serves also can cause problems, dropping trash, dropping cigarette butts, urinating on bushes and killing them and things of that sort. There are all sorts of issues that need to be addressed. The goal is to build a new facility to address those.
The Firehouse Shelter is a nonprofit. The city does provide them with some financial support. What is their plan for this new facility, and how do they plan to construct it?
Right now, the Firehouse Shelter, of course, is being funded largely through grants from HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The city put a new roof on it not too long ago. And of course, the city does provide some services for it. But they're hoping, starting on April 7th, with a fundraising campaign to raise the money necessary, about $8 million, to build a new and improved building on a city block-sized site about a mile west of the current site. And so the goal is to, over the course of about 2 years, raise the money necessary to build a new, modern, up-to-date facility that's not only going to serve the needs of the population of homeless men that come into the Firehouse Shelter, but also make for a better facility for the sake of the businesses and the business owners who are surrounding that shelter location. It's not going to be that far away from where it is right now. And so some of the needs will certainly be there. But this will get people in out of the rain. It'll provide for better ADA compliance, just better facilities all the way around that will enable them to serve this population.